National landmark attracts visitors with promise of whimsy and Wi-Fi. This is Bill Bradley reporting for the Flipside Radio News. Chicago's Arthur H. Compton House, home of the Nobel Prize-winning physicist, has announced that visiting numbers have more than tripled since the installation of a Netgear router to the first floor lobby. I spoke with Jack Morris, the site's full-time curator and custodian, to get a sense of how the recent changes have impacted his place of work.
Hi, thank you for having me. I just wanted the opportunity to say how important Mr. Compton's work has been to...
Oh, fuck, the Cubs lost. Sorry, please go on.
Yes, well, I just wanted to point out that Mr. Compton's discoveries were one of the driving forces behind...
Oh, one quick thing. Is the network encrypted? I really need to check my email. What? Oh, right, you say something about Mr. Cotter. You know what? Just pretend I'm not here. I'm going to take care of some shit, but I'll be back for the mic in, like, 30 minutes. I'm just going to set up my laptop in the next room. I don't suppose there's a cafe in there.
Well, what am I supposed to say?
Whatever you want. Just try not to drop the C word.
Hi. Okay, let's see. Arthur Compton proved that light takes the form of a wave and a particle, and... And he had a nice house. God damn it! I don't even know why this place is here. It's a fucking house! It's not like they've got secret passages with the real research in them. Believe me, I've looked. It's got to be the most boring job in the world. We need to be hip, I said. We need cool, interactive exhibits for the kids, I said. But now the fucking kids won't take their fucking eyes off their fucking iPhones! You know what? Screw this. I'm going to watch Netflix.